Conservatives react to Biden calling them a threat to the nation. I go to work, pay my taxes and don't break the law. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 4, 2022. Conservatives on social media reacted to President Joe Biden's recent divisive political speech, in which he referred to MAGA Republicans as a threat to the very soul of this nation, by sarcastically explaining how they are threats to the nation as well. I go to work. I work hard. I go to the gym. I hunt. I fish. I spend time with friends and family. I pay my taxes and don't break the law. I play disc golf. I am a threat to the very soul of this nation, one Twitter user wrote. I'm a registered nurse nearing retirement, another explained. I like taking walks and reading mystery novels. I adopted a baby and she's now an engineering student with a scholarship. I pay my taxes. I don't break the law. I am a threat to the very soul of this nation. I work hard, garden, cook, bake, spin, knit, weave and throw pots. I've been married 33 years and have two grown kids. I've owned businesses and pay taxes. I am a threat to the very soul of this nation, a third said. I'm paying for both of my kids' college. I am a threat to the very soul of this nation, another Twitter user quipped. I'm retired. I own my home. I believe in God. I believe life begins at conception. I enjoy the outdoors, going to the gym and riding my road bicycle. I also teach people to use firearms safely and responsibly. I am a threat to the very soul of the nation, another proclaimed. I'm a mom, I take care of my sick mother, who can't live on her own. I love my dogs and I cook real food for them twice a day, every day. I just bought my first house, and I love to decorate and bake goodies for my neighbors. I am a threat to the very soul of this nation, another echoed. I work 40 hours per week. Watch my grandsons after work while my daughter goes to trade school. Pay taxes. Work part-time for a charity. Cook and clean for my grandkids and love my dogs. I am a threat to the very soul of this nation, another Twitter user wrote. Another said, I'm a middle-aged mom. I raise two children whom I taught to love Christ and be kind to others. I bake casseroles. I listen to 80s pop music. I pay my taxes and don't break the law. I'm also now considered a threat to the soul of the nation. I'm a gay man. I have a black husband. I drop my kids off at school every morning. I play cards with my senior mom. I go to church every Sunday. I have always paid my taxes and work every day. I vote Republican. I am pro-life. Am I a threat to the soul of this nation? Another asked. I go to work. I work two jobs in the school system. I have two dogs and rescue cats. I spend my time with my two granddaughters. I pay my taxes and don't break the law. I am a threat to the very soul of this nation, another Twitter user chimed in. I'm a 63-year-old single grandmother. I take care of disabled seniors, my 21-year-old blind, deaf and dying cat. I don't drink or do drugs. I spend quality time with my kids/grandkids. I'm a threat to the soul of this very nation, another tweeted. On Thursday, Biden stood at a podium in front of U.S. Marines in ominous red lighting at the Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where he declared that MAGA Republicans and MAGA forces are a threat to the very soul of this nation. Watch below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.